Listener supported Christian radio, Life 100.3. That was Local Sound with More Than Air. It's David Mann in, and we have Craig Brannon joining us on the phone lines. This is another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. Craig is of Next Step Counseling in Orillia. Craig, a common barrier that a lot of us face is trusting others.
Yes.
I know it's often rooted in the past and, you know, something that maybe is very deep. But how do you handle this when someone comes to you with struggling of trusting others? What's usually your process?
Right. There's often when people distrust is normally being, there has to be a conversation regarding betrayal. That's the first thing. So often it could be family of origin issues where there's been hurt, they're harmed, they're injured, and there's literally been genuine betrayals like physical, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, financial abuse. So there needs to be, we need to deal with these offenses. So the next thing I do is I look at the word offense. You see, hurt people hurt people. But hurt people also hide from people. They do one or the other. See, the word offense basically is from the word scandalizo, which is a hunting term, which means to ensnare, to strangle, to entangle. So often people who have been wounded have just been that. They distrust because they've been ensnared. The problem is they don't realize the offense they're in is around their neck or around their leg. It's actually squeezing them. And so the idea that the only person that is hurt, you know, is the one who's got injured. So to look at that, perhaps the origin of that hurt, that's massive. It's the first thing that we do. You know, did it come from family of origin, or was it somebody at school growing up, or was it, you know, if they're an adult, is it a significant hurt in their past?
Wow, that's powerful. The victim, perpetrator mentality. Do you find that Christians that come to you identify more as victims than perpetrators?
There's been both. You know, like, for instance, people have an affair. Often they try to get revenge, and they're upset with the Lord that you're not good enough. Remember, the essence of the fall of Adam and Eve is you cannot trust God with that which matters most. So you're not a good God vertically. So I am going to horizontally work life out my way. And so they can be absolutely perpetrators. But then I have the victim side, too, where people have been wounded. And often victims don't realize they can become perpetrators. They can stonewall, they can give silent treatment, be passive-aggressive. And what I do is I want to point them to the redemptive, living, transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm. It's interesting, you won't find this on a T-shirt anywhere, but one of my favorite verses is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. It was in the suffering. And if you look at Scripture, you can look at books of the Bible like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Nehemiah, Job, Psalms, Lamentations, Proverbs, James, 1 Peter, Hebrews, the book of Revelation, all about people who were victims of circumstance and other people. And yes, some of them struggled, like Jeremiah, saying to God, have you been a deceitful brook to me? You know, in Jeremiah 15. But then the Lord says to him, you need to repent. Change the direction of your mind towards me, and I'll recall you. And so often people don't realize their suffering is often a catalyst. Even being betrayed is a catalyst that points us back to Christ. Christ, who knew no sin, became sin for us.
Yeah.
He suffered innocently. And yet he didn't become a victim. He became a victor, so you and I could go through that painful suffering and mature and grow and be complete in that redemptively, and then be a picture of Christ to the lives of others who are wounded.